people. We had a couple days, our guys went out and recruited. We gave our players off. We lifted a couple times during the week. We practiced Thursday, Friday, lifted them on Wednesday, gave them Saturday off, and then came back on a Sunday practice to start the Delaware prep. We prepped a little bit on Delaware on Friday, but exclusively Delaware last night. So pretty similar to everybody else. We probably will know some more as this week progresses, how many guys we got back. But we'll get one or two back for sure, and then maybe hopefully we can get a couple more. We'll see how practice goes this week.
First question from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Coach Huseman, does Cam Coleman remain in the saddle as a QB1 at Richmond, or are you going to move in another direction after him playing four games? Thank you.
Not sure yet. We're going to kind of see how we progress injury wise. Probably have a better idea Wednesday. We'll see. Kyle's kind of been doing Skelly and Indy. We'll see how he handles team on Tuesday. Those are decisions we got to make, and we probably won't make it till Wednesday or Thursday of this week.
Hey, can you reflect on the Delaware, Richmond rivalry? And obviously, you've dealt with Delaware at William and Mary too, and you won't be playing them anymore, obviously, after Saturday, and what this rivalry has meant.
Pretty sad that we're not going to play them anymore. I know Richmond-Delaware rivalry has been huge for a long time. Great program, tremendous tradition. Every time you go there, it's a great atmosphere. It'll be tough. I mean, a lot of people won't get to play Delaware anymore, whether it's Villanova, William and Mary, us. We'll miss the series with them, but it's been fun. I mean, I've played them a bunch since between William and Mary and here, and I was playing them in the Tubby Raymond years too. So that's how far back I go.
Thank you, Coach.
Next question from Randy Waller. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Coach, how are you? Just wanted to see what your impressions were of Delaware and what, some of your biggest concerns are going into the game.
Lot of concerns. A lot of people don't talk about something that has been unbelievable for them this year. They're plus 12 turnover margin. And I don't know if Ryan's brought that up. They don't give the ball up and they take it away. And that's why they're 6-0. They've got good players. A lot of people have good players. But if you can go plus 12, you don't give it up. You don't throw interceptions. You don't put the ball on the ground. You create turnovers. That's why they're 6-0, no question. And that's a lot to do with coaching. I'm sure they emphasize it. And we're at zero. We're even right now. They're at plus 12. So along with good players, they're doing those things the right way.
Next question from Kevin Trestling. Go ahead, Kevin.
Nice, Rob. Hey, Coach, Delaware's kind of in the same situation as you guys, obviously, with quarterbacks being hurt and different guys stepping in. How does that challenge your preparation or affect your preparation? And what are some other weapons they have that'll make a life difficult for you guys?
Well, they're pretty similar to us. I mean, they feel like they got two good ones. We feel like we've got two good ones. They're really in about the same situation we are, as far as playing them, the amount they've both played, it makes it tough. But if you've got a backup that's really good, like they have, you can work through it. And he's been really effective, taking over. They haven't missed a beat. They put points on the board. I think the one thing they're really physical up front. They can run it. They can protect. They got wide outs that can make a lot of plays out there. The running back's kind of been in and out. They've played three or four there, and all of those guys look really good. I don't know what's wrong with 21 right now, but he's a tremendous player for years there, and but they've trotted a couple other guys out that have looked really good. Defensive side of the ball, they're always tough to go against. It's amazing because they have so many people, at the line of scrimmage, and defending the run game, it's still hard to throw the ball on them. There's just not a whole lot of passing lanes in there. I think they know what they want to do defensively. They're really good at it. They've been doing it for a while. I think their defensive staff does a really good job. So, we didn't move the ball great on them last year. I think, we had a bunch of field goals and popped one to get into field goal range. Other than that, we didn't really move it much on them. We played pretty decent defense against them last year. But I think they're a little different offensively as far as their explosiveness this year. So, it's always tough when you play Delaware. They're always good games. And we're looking forward to playing them. I hate that it's the last game, last time we'll play Delaware here at the University of Richmond, but times change.
Thanks much, Coach.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
it.
Have a follow-up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Coach Huseman, if you had a vote in a top 25 poll, where do you think you'd stick Delaware? Top five, top 10?
I'd say for sure top 10. I mean, they're 6-0. There's not many teams that are undefeated right now. They've won decisively, probably other than the Monmouth game. Every game they played have been decisive wins. And so they're for sure they would be in the top 10. No question. Whether they top five, I don't pay much attention to that, John, so I don't know. I know they got a great football team.
Thank you.
Russ, as we hit the midpoint, obviously the start wasn't what you wanted at 0-2, but now you've run off four straight wins. What's been the biggest difference from early in the season to now?
Some of it is, we're taking care of the ball. We're running the ball really well. Our offensive line is doing a really good job. We're able to chew up clock. So those are important aspects. We're still not throwing the ball anywhere near like we should or need to. People are gonna do things to shut down the running game, and we're gonna have to throw it. We're gonna have to throw for big plays. We haven't had a ton of most of our big plays have been in the running game this year where we've popped seams. People have blitzed us and we found a seam in there and took it to the house, but we have to throw the ball better. But I would say we're hanging on to the football a little bit better. We've created some turnovers, got a couple pick sixes there. We've got some huge fourth down stops at the end of games that have really helped us. So there's a combination of a lot of things. We haven't really played anybody that's the caliber of Delaware. So this will be a big test. This will see whether we've kind of gotten better from those first two games or not.
And then just one more on the defensive side. You guys have been among the best in the league on like 19 points a game. Your pass rush has been really good, led by Jeremiah. How key will that be against that high-powered Delaware offense?
Well, I think it's big every time for us. We're pretty good up front. A little inexperienced on the back end, so we have to get pressure. We've been doing it a lot of the time with four-man pressure, and part of that is Jeremiah really playing great. We didn't rush the passer great last week. We got to rush the passer a lot better this week. It does start with Jeremiah. Tay Fitz can at tackle can rush the passer. Cam Bird does a pretty good job up front. So we're gonna have to get after him. We can't let him stand back there and take shots all day long on us.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time today and look forward to talking to you next week.